Bear Podcast 322.
Are you sure this is really sturdy enough to keep bears out?
Oh my gosh, bears. Bears, bears. It's all anybody wants to talk about, these bears.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And this is podcast number 322.
That's right. It's an exciting episode of movies and stuff that we've seen. Actually, it's
stuff that's coming up.
Well, coming up is
the exciting stuff that's coming up.
Yeah. But actually, we just finished watching Glee, of course. We were in Glee.
Oh my god, I got a whole summer to go without Glee.
I know. We are gay. We are gleeks. We are gay gleeks.
Well, hopefully the gates will take the place.
Yeah. But actually, it's the season finale. And what happened today? It's the regionals, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the regionals, yeah.
It's the regionals.
And I couldn't figure out what they were going to do. So, spoiler alert. So, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen the final episode, stop now.
Fast forward about
the final
minute.
Episode and then come back. All I'm saying. It's a spoiler alert because we're getting ready to talk about it.
Okay.
When this started, I knew it was going to go either two ways. They were either going to lose, or they were going to win, and then all next season's about getting to the Nationals.
That's right. Okay.
So, and then so they lost.
They lost.
And yeah. Everything. They lost. So, but now they're all back about kicking ass next year.
They lost, but within themselves, they have won. Oh my god, it's so philosophical.
And it's very funny. It was very Olivia Newton-John and Josh Groban was funny. You're not a real star.
Yeah.
Me and Josh get on a plane first class and we're flying to LA. Where are you?
That is so
it was
bad.
A good episode. Quinn had the baby. She named her Beth. The baby got named Beth, so it was very good.
But you know, we still don't know who Rachel's two gay dads are. Maybe that's going to be in the next season, right?
Maybe that'll be the next season. Maybe they're trying to find the ultimate gay dads for her. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be Dustin Hoffman and Jason Bateman.
Really? Okay. Dustin Hoffman? Why? Why Dustin Hoffman?
Well, you know, they just had that big on-screen kiss at the Lakers game this week, so.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody's talking about it, so I figured maybe somebody'd pick up on that and say, hey, would y'all like to be Rachel's dads?
Yeah. But you know, one of the episodes, they did show, I think when Puck was at her room. Yeah, that's right. He was. There were pictures of his dad, of her dad, on the table there or something, or some kind of a family portrait. So, I'm thinking, if we can zoom into it, maybe we could find out who Rachel's dads are. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe they already know, or maybe they just stuck some pictures in there because you know, on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, it was Raquel Welch for a while, and then it got changed. Of course, either that, or they could never get her back on the show. And I forgot how that worked out, but you know, So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, so that's Glee for you guys. That's the last episode for the season. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the whole Journey number?
I think it's good. I mean, it brought back a lot of memories when they first performed and stuff. And I like that. I like their Journey numbers whenever they do that. I like it. I do like it. And
Vocal Adrenaline. Yeah. It really went Vocal Adrenaline. It was all about what's his name, and I can't remember his name right now because he did all the singing.
Yeah, that's right. There's not much of a group singing. There's no real group singing, especially when you sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I wonder since, you know, that what's her name said, you know, that she wanted a family, she wanted a house, she wanted this, that, and the other, if something happened with Vocal Adrenaline and he'll come back over to her Glee team next year.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they'll go that way with it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Interesting. Anyway, that's that's enough Glee. Oh my God, people! I don't think many of our listeners are into Glee too much. So, yeah, how about a weekend update?
They're gay bears. Yes, they are.
Oh yeah, that's right. That is right.
You forget who we're playing to here.
Okay, how about weekend updates, Ray? What's going on? What's up with you last weekend?
Absolutely nothing.
You just stayed home?
I stayed at home, except for Sunday going to the Bear Bus. That was it. I stayed at home.
So what's up with that? Only one participant in the throwdown? Because here in Houston, we have a Houston Area Bears hold a throwdown every first Sunday of the month, and they have some kind of a contest. Last time they had chili, Ray won before. Right here.
That's true. They've had a couple, but it's getting too hot and too much stuff going on for people to be doing all that cooking. I think they're going to postpone the throwdown for the rest of the summer, and then pick it back up in the fall when it cools down and people got more time to cook and it's not hot as hell. And
yeah, that's right.
It's like 200 degrees in hell here in Houston this week.
There was only one participant for the lasagna.
Yeah, and they did a dessert lasagna. They did a Twinkie lasagna. I was all about it, you know.
Twinkies. Yeah, that's good for you, Ray. Well, it's been a busy weekend actually. Mike flew over. He came over, and we drove to San Antonio.
Where was his arms retired?
Yeah, he flew. Yeah, big bear guy with flying. Yeah, his arms are tired right now. Yeah, so we went to San Antonio. Hubby Mike, and actually we went out on a date. I took him out on a date because I haven't done that before, and I've always wanted to take Mike to the Riverwalk.
So y'all never been on a date before?
Well, it's been a long time since we actually planned something to go out.
Oh, I was fixing to say, I thought, would y'all just meet in the bathhouse and y'all are like lesbians in an instant relationship and no dating?
Not really. We kind of dated too, you know, in the beginning.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And that's 8 years ago, so I haven't, actually brought him somewhere. There are places I wanted to take him. But this time we went to Riverwalk. Riverwalk in San Antonio is really nice. It's a nice place to go on, go frolicking. Not about frolicking, but go out on a date or something.
Skipping gaily down the river.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we arrived there around we went to Boudreaux's. It's a very nice, it's a kind of a Cajun restaurant. They had seafood and stuff. It's really good. It's really good and highly recommendable. And it's a sort of a date. And we walked around the Riverwalk, and we didn't plan to go to the bars. We wanted to go to the bars. There's this new bar in San Antonio called Sparky's. And I heard at first that it's a lesbian bar, but it's not really a lesbian bar. And my friends Jeff and Chops were able to go there, and they checked it out. They really enjoyed it. So we decided not to go, though. I wanted to go, but it's right beside Pegasus. That's pretty much what we did. Actually, that's a pool party. The reason why we were there, Ray, is actually a pool party by Jerry. It's actually his birthday, 60th birthday.
Isn't it? Yay,
Jerry, happy birthday. So, actually, I don't know if he's listening to this, but if he is, he's going to be angry. Yes, it's his 60th birthday. Yes. Well, Jerry, if you're listening, you don't look 60 at all. You look like 59. Okay. Anyway, so big shout out to Mark, Jason, Jeff, and Chops, and it's great to hanging out with them. And actually, we ate at a Filipino restaurant there, and it was good because there was only one Fear Factor food, the blood stew, So, Ray, what's the most Fear Factor food you've ever had before?
Eating my mama's cooking.
Really? This day can't be that bad. That's not really considered Fear Factor. You grow up.
My mama makes spaghetti with ketchup and hamburger meat, and that's spaghetti.
Oh, okay. All right, that is bad. So what's so bad about that? What if she puts tomato ketchup? That's it?
Straight up Heinz ketchup with hamburger meat and throws noodles in it, and that's spaghetti.
I'm so sorry.
There's a reason I can cook so well, because I learned at a young age if I wanted to cook, I couldn't depend on my mother because she can't cook. She can cook better now, but I just remember as a kid that I liked eating at my grandmother's a lot more than I like eating my mama's food.
is so sweet. Oh my god. So. Using ketchup on it. But how about the you know, dim sum and stuff? Have you tried chicken feet or?
Oh no, 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 not chicken feet.
No, you haven't tried any.
I think the most grossest thing I ever tried one time was oysters, and I was just like, ugh.
Really, raw oysters? You mean?
Yeah, I was like, uh-uh.
But you would eat fried ones, right?
I don't know. I've never had fried ones.
So oh, really? Okay.
That's the usually expensive stuff on the menu. I don't eat that stuff.
Well, you know, it's going to be hard. Well, especially in New Orleans about the getting oysters and seafood because of the oil spill and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, some people there at the pool party last Saturday was telling me, you know, they really want to go to New Orleans to actually volunteer, but you can't just volunteer. You have to be a certified oil thingy, or I don't know, you have to be certified somehow to actually help, or you have a license, or that you can't just go there and start
wiping up oil,
picking up a duck and cleaning him up or something. No, you can't just do that, you know. It's you have to be certified, you have to have some kind of a permit. So I don't know, it's not that easy. So, if you guys are volunteering, let us know. Tell us your experience. It's really bad right now because it's really reaching the our Louisiana shores, and it's really going to suck in the economy there in New Orleans. And hopefully in a few months will it be solved? I don't think so, right?
No, because it's still leaking oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so sad. It should solve their problems, but anyway, yeah. Okay, so that's the skinny from last weekend. Oh, softball. We won. We were third place actually. We're third place in the whole season, so we're happy about that. Hopefully, actually, the playoffs is going to be this coming weekend. If we win this coming weekend, we are going to Columbus, Ohio. So that's gonna be where the Gay World Series is going to be. So, because last year it was Milwaukee. Now it's going to be Columbus, Ohio. So I'm looking forward to it. If we win, oh my God, I hope we win. I sure hope we win. But I don't know. Wish us luck. Maybe I can do a Tanya Harding on their legs, some of the people there. But we'll see. Anyway, okay. Moving on. We have during the Glee episode tonight, we saw, what is it? It's a new TV show. It's a new TV show about big people. It's called Huge, and it's going to be on ABC. So it's an ABC commercial that is played on Fox. So I guess they do cross posting that way. Okay. So yeah, so I'm sure there's going to be bears in there. So I'm kind of looking forward to this. So it's going to be big guys. I'm not sure there's going to be small guys for you too, Ray. I would imagine.
Probably not.
No, you seriously doubt it. Why? Anyway, you just don't like it. Okay. Anyway, there's some movies coming up. Let's talk about one of your favorite ones. Even you read the books about it too, Ray.
You mean Twilight Saga Eclipse that comes out June 30th? Oh my God!
You're gonna come, aren't you?
I've been like pre-coming for weeks.
For the seat, I forgot your team, Jacob. That's right.
Jacob, okay. That's right. I'm all about getting out that nice title.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. What is this? What is this about? Basically, I mean, maybe an overview.
Well, actually, this is the good one.
The best of the two.
Well, no, you mean the three.
Of the three, the best.
There's
of the three?
Four books, and there's going to be four movies, and this is the third one. But this is the one that you get that you had the big battle scene in, where the wolves and vampires go at it. So it's the big battle scene. There's a lot of tension because Bella's trying to choose between Jacob and
Edward.
Edward
again? She's going to choose again? This is the real choice, right?
This is the real choice because this is the one where she decides which one she's going to marry. So, and who she wants to spend her life with. And it comes down to that whole thing that if Edward turns her, then he breaks the covenant with the wolves and they can attack them.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes down. So, and then when it and I think this is going to be a much darker movie than the other two. The guy that's directing it is the same one that did 30 Days Night, and I'm trying to remember what his freaking name is, and I can't right now.
So for it goes back to that question of her choosing between bestiality or necrophilia.
Necrophilia, yeah.
That's right, okay. Yeah. So it's going to be – is there going to be a chance that Jacob's going to turn her? Is there such a thing that Jacob, the werewolves, can turn Bella?
No. No, there's not. To be a werewolf is a genetic thing. In the books, they never carried it over that anything else, that werewolves could turn anything. It's a genetic thing in response to – it's like a natural defense in reaction to the vampires being there.
Ah, okay. I see now.
So – mm-hmm.
I thought they could infect each other. Thinking about what if they bite each other, the werewolves become vampires, vampires become werewolves. But it doesn't work that way.
Okay. So.
I don't know. You're the one who's been reading all these Twilight books. Even Mike got to read
like that. So, and then when you get in the whole Twilight series, it's the whole reason that Bella and Edward doesn't kiss that much is because his teeth produce a venom.
Oh, really?
So they have to be very careful that she didn't get the venom. That's why where the bite mark is on her arm, where not Laurent, what was it? James bit her in the first movie. There's a mark there because, and it's always cold because the venom starts. The venom is actually what turns you into a vampire.
Oh, so what did they do? They just snuggle.
Yeah,
they just snuggle all the time.
And she's cold all the time because he's always ice cold,
and he always dries hump her. Stuff like that. So
we'll see. In the fourth book, it gets where they. Well, I guess I can. This is a
spoiler again.
A spoiler again. So if you haven't read the fourth book and don't want to know anything about it, stop now. But in the fourth book, they get married.
Oh, really? So he really.
Yes.
Oh.
And the description of the wedding night is quite interesting because they break the bed.
Oh, really?
I mean, literally, he has to go buy Esme a new bed.
Oh my God! That's they didn't know Edward would get that wild. Oh wow!
So, and it's all about her being all bruised up and stuff because he hasn't changed her yet.
Ah, okay.
She doesn't change till about middle way through the book, and then it's a whole interesting way that she changes. So, why he has to change her because he's dead set about not changing her. He doesn't want her to be a vampire.
Mm-hmm. So what about school? Forget about school.
Well, that's the whole thing that they're going to that, senior year of high school, was it senior year or last year or senior year? I think she's graduating, and this all takes place kind of in the summer after the senior year, the third book does. But they're talking about going away to school and applying to other schools and going to college and everything. And he's like, well, let's go through 4 years of college and then I'll change you and everything. So,
oh, God, there's a choice. There's a deadline. It's all scheduled. Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be...
After that, we got the next big one coming out.
Which one?
On July 2nd.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
The Fire Nation has declared war.
M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender.
It's
or the original.
M. Night Shyamalan, ding dong.
That's right.
Yep.
And I'm thinking the movie from seeing the trailer that I've been watching... that it is just the first book of the series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is water.
It's just water.
Because there's water, earth, and fire. There's three books, as far as I know.
Three? Shouldn't there be four? Because there are four elements.
Well, he's already a airbender.
Oh, okay. He's already.
Because he's the last airbender.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's just only three books. Actually, I'm watching it right now on Netflix, thanks to you. You told me about it.
Yeah.
And I'm now watching it, and I'm enjoying it. I really like it.
Yeah,
it's like really it. A kid TV show, but still it's fun because...
The little guy that... let's see. Who's the guy? I'm trying to see the cast thing here.
One of the characters there was George Takei. He was one of the generals or something from the fire... Fire group. Firebenders from the Firebenders. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it because it's it's anime turned into a motion picture, and I guess it's not going to be 3D, right? No, I hope not.
Yes, it is 3D.
It is 3D?
It is all 3D. Yeah, it was filmed in 3D.
Oh, okay. If it's filmed in 3D, then it's good. But if it's just post-production 3D, just like, what is it? Clash of the Titans was really terrible.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't do it that way. But
oh, they don't have the cast listed on here.
They don't? The cartoon one? Or the or maybe... Maybe they don't want to spoil it. So, Last Airbender, it's about a boy who's the last airbender. He has the power to move the air and control air and stuff like that. And there are four elements: water, air, earth, and fire. So, there are waterbenders, there are airbenders, like Aang, and...
Well, now he's the only airbender.
He's the only airbender now. And there are earthbenders, there are firebenders. They could control the earth, and there's control fire. And, yeah, that's pretty much the of course, the firebenders were the evil ones, and they try to control everything, and it's up to the airbender. Sorry, the avatar to... Mm-hmm. It's up to the avatar to save the day. And... I don't know yet. I'm looking forward to it. If it's gonna be book one, which is water, then yeah, that'd be nice. Is it already complete on Netflix? They already have the whole series.
They have the whole series on there. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I'm currently watching book one. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, okay. One more movie. Jamie Bell, who played Billy Elliot, isn't he? Didn't he?
He played Billy Elliot.
He's going to be
on the stage and on the movie.
Yeah. He was so young. I remember Billy Elliot back then. He was so young then. Anyway, is he gay? Is Jamie Bell gay?
No, supposedly he's straight because he's dating. He was dating the chick that's dating marrying Marilyn Manson now. I'm trying to remember what her name was. She was on American Gothic. And
wait. Marilyn Manson?
Yes.
Marilyn Manson. But anyway, okay. So Jamie Bell is the new Spider-Man. The report says, this is on gay.com, I guess. Daily.gay.com. On entertainment, reports say young breaking star Jamie Bell will slip on the tights to play the classic web-spinning comic superhero Spider-Man, trying to figure out where now that cute face from. Say that right? Trying to figure out where you now... How did they write this? This is a screwed up sentence. That cute face from. It danced into our hearts as Billy Elliot a few years back in the hit in the indie movie. Yeah, it's a very long... It's been a long time ago since I watched the Billy Elliot. And
he's also in Jumper. He's Griffin in Jumper.
Oh, okay. I remember now. I remember. I like Jumper. Did you like Jumper?
I love Jumper.
I like Jumper. I'm looking forward to the sequel. It's got to be a sequel coming up very soon. Yeah.
He's also going to be in the new Tintin movie.
Tintin.
Mm-hmm.
Rin Tin Tin. Oh, just Tintin.
Tintin. What's from the 30s comic, I think it was. 20s or 30s comic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't know.
Maynard.
I was alive.
I just found something. What? Oh, my God. Maynard, I just found something. OMG.
Uh-oh. A naked Billy Elliot? What?
Nah. Where's it at?
Is it Jamie Bell?
Wait a minute. What's this weekend? Oh, shit. True Blood starts back this weekend.
Oh, really?
June 13th at 9 p.m. I got to go buy HBO. Hey.
Oh, no. Wait. What time will I be home? I'll be flying home. I'll be in Florida this coming week. I'm going to be there to visit my sister. And I'll be coming back Sunday. Oh, my God. It's going to be True Blood.
Earlier flight.
Yeah, I did get an earlier flight. But then I go straight to the softball field because we have the playoffs for the Game World Series. And I hope we win. And after that, let's see what happens about watching True Blood. I'm excited about that. I thought it's going to be September. It's only June.
No. It starts in the summer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It starts at 9 p.m. this Sunday.
Okay. We better plan it then. We must watch.
In the east. So that's 8 o'clock our time, isn't it?
Okay. Are you going to have a get-together or something?
No. I got to order HBO this week. Crap, I got to figure out where to come up with $10 more bucks a month. I'll figure it out. It's worth it.
Sell yourself a less timer. Earn a few bucks.
What, in a quarter?
Anyway,
okay. I'm glad I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we're geeking out on this, we're geeking out on some TV shows and True Blood and stuff. That's pretty much what Ray and I really like. Let's move on to something geeky, technological geekness. How about the WWDC, the Worldwide Developers Conference from yesterday it was Monday, and Steve Jobs was there to show off the iPad and iPhone, the iPhone 4. So that is something that really affects me because I want to get it. I plan to get it. It kind of sucks though. I went to the AT&T store today and lined up just to ask a question about getting this upgrade, but it seems to be so busy, so they just I decided to probably just go there early in the morning tomorrow. So we'll see. But then it's the iPhone 4.
Why don't you just talk to Jeremy?
Oh, yeah, I can just do that. Wait. But he works for Apple. He doesn't work for AT&T. Is it the same?
Yes, but they're going to have him in the Apple store.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I can do that. Yeah. But anyway, okay, one of the highlights, Ray, that is... Okay, this is something that you might like, Ray, okay? It's called FaceTime. Have you heard about this? It's the FaceTime application. It's the open source thing that they have right now with the iPhone. It's going to make use of the front facing camera. So it's actually
video conferencing.
You're gonna do video conferencing now with somebody who you're talking to. I don't know how it's gonna be implemented yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And you know, somebody from my Facebook when I said about FaceTime, it's gonna be weenie time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody showing your weenies in the bathroom breaks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm gonna give you a call. I'm gonna show you my dick. Stuff like that. So, you know, it will really change the way sexting goes, because this time, you know, the problem with sexting, you send a picture and somebody else would see it. You know, somebody else would see it because they would grab your phone and things happen. People become kids. What is it? Kids become sex offenders because they've been sexting and stuff like that. Well, I guess with this time, with Weenie Time, no, FaceTime, it's not really recorded. You're actually talking to someone and you get to... probably, you know, do a video conference and, well, you can do snapshots of the video, but mainly who would do that? Just if you want to play with your partner, then do it online. Use the you can use the back facing camera to point to your crotch area, and whoever you're talking to would do the same, and there you go. You can do web. This really beats web to webcam. So, or Cam 4. It beats Cam 4, or it beats X2 for some reason. Also, it's nice.
I
think it's a nice supplement for Grindr.
Yeah.
So you meet someone
with
Grindr.
It will be interesting to see when they add video. I'm sure that's one of the things you'll have to pay for.
Oh no, you don't. You don't actually. It's free. It has to go through. It's like an app. I think probably the app is $4.99 or something. But it allows you to access the front facing camera and the back facing camera, and you get to go through Wi-Fi. It's like Skype right now, but it's on your phone, and you get to do some weenie time. Thank you, Nick from Austin, for that name. Weenie time. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I do want to get. I want Mike and I to have the same thing. You know, not necessarily do some crotch showing, but you know, just really to see each other because you know Mike lives far away, and I would like to see him as much as I can.
See his crotch a lot more.
Well, I can do. Yeah, I'd like to do that too. So, I'm looking forward to that. I would like. Oh yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. So yeah,
here's a funny quote that comes off from Gary Baker in San Francisco, who's talking about reps come off the iPhone 4, and Apple fans love it.
Okay.
You know, talking about all this stuff. But he said, who'd have thought when in 1998, Apple was 90 days from bankruptcy and Michael Dell, who owns Dell Computers, publicly advised Mr. Jobs to sell up and retire.
Oh, really?
So think 12 years ago, Apple was in bankruptcy, mm-hmm. ready to shut its doors.
Yeah. Well, he kind of saved it when he came in. He came back in as CEO, and yeah, it's revolutionized the whole thing with the iMac and in 2000, it came out with the iPods and really saved the company. It's really a very good, well, not being a fan, not too much of a fanboy. I'm pretty much half and half on the Mac PC.
Wow, Radio Shack's even going to be carrying iPhones.
They are? Really? Okay.
Yeah, Radio Shack to carry iPhone 4 at launch.
Mm-hmm. What do you have right now? You have the 3G now, right?
I got the 3G. Yeah. When somebody else buys the iPhone 4, I'll probably move it to the, was it 3GS?
3GS, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have listeners who are into 3GS, and I know a couple of from Boston who don't use smartphones, who don't like Android phones or iPhones. I don't know why, but yeah. Jeff, I'm looking at you, Jeff. He's from Malden, Massachusetts. Anyway, so yeah, that's the iPhone. I'm looking forward to it. I want to prepay for it. I'm saving up for it. That's why I didn't get an iPad. I don't see any reason why anyone should get an iPad, in my opinion. That's me. That's just me. And I know Brian. You know Brian. You're one of our Chaser listeners and here in Houston, that he loves the iPad. I know. It's nice. But I still want my tech to be portable, to be small. So I'm just really looking forward to getting this iPhone instead of getting the iPad. So iPhone 4, you're in my list. Okay. How about a little bit of some announcements, actually. I got an email from Ron Serratia. He's talking about some books that are coming up for Bear Week. So he says here, send an email. Every bear is invited to two free Lit Bear Rari. Yeah, literary. Lit Bear Rari events during Summer Break Week. Sorry, Summer Bear Week. So Jeff Mann, Lammy-winning bear author, visiting from Virginia to present his books, A History of Barbed Wire and Edge, Travels of an Appalachian Leather Bear. So it's going to be on July 16th from 12 to 1. It's going to be in the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Oh my God, there's so many things happening right now in Bear Week. Okay, so I'll put the links on the website on that one. And another book is a reading, book signing, and reception for the new anthology, Bears in the Wild, Hot and Hairy Fiction, with contributor Jeff Mann and editor R. Jackson.
There's my Bears in the Wild call.
Mm-hmm. July 17th, 11 a.m. to 12 noon at Toys of Eros. They're in Commercial Street, Provincetown. I think I've been there before. Mike and I were in Provincetown. We were walking around, and I think we checked out the stores there. There are lots of bookstores there. Oh, literary bookstores, Ray, not the kind you frequent.
I don't go to bookstores. Not those kind of bookstores, anyhow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cruise enough at Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, the magazine rack. That's usually the bear.
But, you know, you got everything going up at P-Town right now, but you know it's 90 days away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 90 days away from now, right? Okay.
No. Do you know what's in about 90 days from now?
Oh, okay. What's coming up?
No. P-Town's going on right now. It's summertime.
Yeah.
But you know what's coming up in about 90 days, Maynard?
What's up? It's 90 days.
Southern Decadence.
Oh, that's right. That's the point. We don't... That's the point. If we go to the Gear World Series, we're going to be in Columbus. I'll be missing Southern Decadence. But then again, wait, hold on. I think the Gear World Series is going to be mid-August, and of course, Southern Decadence is towards the end. So I might make it. I might make it to Southern Decadence after all. Yeah, we shall see. Are you planning to go just to have fun, give yourself a break, Ray?
I don't know. It depends on the moolah. Because that costs a lot of money to go to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. You can come with me or something like that. We can drive there or stay with Mike and stuff.
Should be okay. Fun. I'll sleep on the air mattress on the floor. That'll be cheap. Well, let's see about money. It's all about the moolah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We have 90 days to save up, so that should be good. Okay, I got to ask the listeners here, what is so good about Orlando? Tell me what's going on in Orlando this weekend. I'm going to be there I'll be flying there Wednesday night. And
Gay Days at Disney?
Is that going on right now?
I don't know. Go look.
I thought it was last weekend, Gay Days.
I don't know.
You don't know? I better Google it. But I don't know. We'll see. What's good? What are good places to go to in Orlando? What are the gay bars right now? I heard some bars are closed from last year or something like that. I don't know.
Oh my God! You can go to the Harry Potter deal.
That's it. That's where I'm gonna go.
Yes.
But you know, that's a problem. My sister is more of a Methodist or Baptist. I don't know what their denomination is, but they don't like those things, if you know what I mean. So
nah. If she's Methodist, she's fine.
Oh, okay. But if they're
now some of those weird sects of Baptists, yeah, they get all kind of uppity about that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But you know, it's kind of like all those people that preach about homosexuals and then they end up caught being homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
If all them people preaching about witchcraft, and they're probably practicing witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be this weekend. And then from Orlando, I'll be driving to meet up with Mike in Daytona. So, I've never been to Daytona. Is that where the Daytona 500 is? I guess it is, right? I'm looking forward to it. It's a weekend with Mike again. So, two consecutive weekends in out of town. So, I'm going to be there and then drive back to Orlando to fly back on Sunday just to go for our playoff. So, it's going to be a very busy weekend. So, I have to fly.
It was this week. Night. It was last week.
This last weekend? Gay Days?
Okay. It started on, what's the date? It's going on this week.
This coming weekend?
This week. It's going on right now.
Oh, it's going on right now. Okay. Well, I'm missing it, I guess. I'm still here. But tomorrow night I'll be there, so who knows where I'm going to go. Are we talking about Magic Kingdom, the gay guys? I have to wear red, right? You have to wear red if you're going to Gay Days.
Let's see bear events. Let's see what pops up for bear.
Oh, I saw some pictures by Carlos in this one.
Thursday, June 3rd. Oh, I guess it's already over with then.
Okay. Nothing happening on June 10th?
No, the last day was the 6th.
Oh, suck.
Sunday, June 6th was the Wet Bear Pool Party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Well, I really didn't plan it.
You're still
going
to see Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. We'll see. So, it's going to be a weekend. Mike's going to be busy on Saturday, so I'll just be at the beach. I'll just be reading a book or something. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll be cruising the beach.
Yep. I wish it was the Hullover Beach, though, in Fort Lauderdale. Or Miami. Is it Miami? Fort Lauderdale.
You can see, what's his name? Ricky from...
Oh, Ricky? Oh, Ricky from Foul Monkeys?
Foul Monkeys, yeah. He's in Orlando. Have him go hang out with you for today.
Oh, well, that's right. He's in Lakeland, though. How far is Lakeland from...
No, I don't think it's far from there. Because we saw them at... they came and had hung out with us, and me and John went for our vacation a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Orlando. It's not that far of a drive. Oh, and you got to go to the Parliament House.
Oh, that's right. I'll take my sister there. Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea.
That's not the place you're going to take your sister.
Okay, I won't. Yeah, I've never been to the Parliament House, so we'll see. We'll see what happens on Thursday night. Because I'm going to see my niece, my brother-in-law. I'm going to go to the new house. Never been to their place before, so it's my first time. Should be exciting. Anyway, so what about you? What are you planning this weekend?
Sitting at home.
Sitting at home. Did you finish all the Airbenders? Sorry, the Avatar.
Yep, all three are books of it. Yep.
How many are they? How many episodes are there per book?
It's like 22 episodes, 20 or 22 episodes per book or something like that.
Wow. Did it end well? Did it end the way it should or something?
No, they all die.
Okay, good. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you for letting me know. Thanks for the spoiler. Okay, we better wrap this up. Wow. I didn't know we went about more than 40 minutes right now. Well, about 40 minutes. So, guys, email us. Tell us if you're going to get the iPhone, if you're interested at all, or you're going to get the Evo. What do you guys think of the Evo? HTC Evo? Is that Evo 2? But yeah, on Sprint or the Droid Incredible? Or are you going to stick with the iPhone? Tell us what you think. Are you going to use it wisely, like showing your crutch to your boyfriend using the videos? It's going to be pre-ordered next week, so it's going to start pre-ordering next week, so that's what I'm going to do. So yeah, I'm going to go for the iPhone. So I've been saving up for it for 2 years, okay? So it'll be a good time. Okay, so tell us about your iPhone plan. If you're going to get it, email us show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you're chasing over the trust fund and you want to be a sugar chaser to a daddy, you can email ray@bearpodcast.
Nice plug there. Okay, how about the voicemail line, Ray?
You know, daddy got to work, got to do what daddy got to do. So, And if you want to give us a call, laugh at us, talk to us, tell us a funny joke, talk about the iPhone, talk about any movies we've talked about, just give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. We'd like to hear from you. We'll play it in the show. And subscribe by iTunes and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to the website. Yeah, just go to the website. Click on the show notes. And if you want to play it on the website also, just click on the main picture and it will pop up a player for you. Also, you can also retweet this. Retweet. There's a retweet button there. Retweet link. So you can share it on your Twitter feed. Okay. Okay, Ray, so are you going to sleep now? I guess it's a Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'm going to clean up my mess in here because I had some issues with dinner that I got to try to get straightened out.
Oh, issues with dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. And email me, nard@bearpodcast.com, about if you have suggestions of what to do in Daytona and Orlando. Okay? Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.